A new agreement will prevent large diversions of Great Lakes water out of the basin. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. Since the 1980s, some western states have proposed using the Great Lakes to solve their water shortages. But a new accord signed in mid-December between the Great Lakes states and Canadian provinces would forbid any large diversions of water out of the basin. Only communities in the area where water naturally flows back into the lakes would be allowed to use it. Doug Chirkauer is a hydrogeologist at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. He says the water should stay in the basin because the Great Lakes don't have much to spare. Chirkauer says the lakes contain only 0.5% of the world's fresh potable water. In addition, experts point out that only 1% of the lake water is naturally renewed each year, so large diversions could drop lake levels. The new agreement leaves the door slightly open for small diversions because it would allow for limited exceptions. The city of Waukesha, Wisconsin, for example, lies just outside the basin. It wants to draw 20 million gallons per day from Lake Michigan because its own wells are contaminated with radon. Under the terms of the agreement, the city would have to return the water to the lake, and all states and provinces would have to approve any such diversion. The agreement, which has been developed over 4 years, also requires each state and province to draw up water conservation plans, which would be reviewed every 5 years. The accord needs legislative approval at both state and federal levels before taking effect. Supporters are concerned that representatives of western states could object, because once the agreement takes effect, thirsty communities outside the Great Lakes Basin will have to look elsewhere for relief. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.